Hearing now this word from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the fifth chapter, the 15th through the 20th verses. 183, if you want to follow it in your pew Bible. Look carefully then how you walk, and not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery. But be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart. Always and for everything, giving thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. God's word for our love and for our sharing. There are many different translations of the scriptures. One is called the Good News Bible. Some of them go back and compare all the different manuscripts they can lay their hands on, whether it's written in Hebrew, Greek, Coptic. There are several of the languages that they have, and then they try to do a translation. The Revised Standard Version, which I read from, is one that is seen and heard the most, and one we use and have pew Bibles. There's another gentleman called Eugene Peterson who has done his homework and his research, especially in the Greek New Testament. And he has a translation that's been out for several years called The Message. What he attempts to do is to put it in language that we hear and language that can be understood. Now, I'm not sure how the Lord would say for us to hear it, but I think God tries to use all the different translations to get His word, His message, His life from His Son into our lives. So let this word speak to you. This is from John passage that we've already heard, read with the Revised Standard Version. Now I'm going to read from the message from the same chapter. And the Jews started fighting among themselves. How can this man serve up his flesh for a meal? But Jesus didn't give an inch. Only insofar as you eat and drink flesh and blood, the flesh and blood of the Son of Man, do you have life within you. The one who brings a hearty appetite to his eating and drinking has eternal life and will be fit and ready for the final day. My flesh is real food and my blood is real drink. By eating my flesh and drinking my blood, you enter into me and into you, and I into you. In the same way that the fully alive Father sent me here, and I live because of him. So the one who makes a meal of me lives because of me. This is the bread from heaven. Your ancestors ate bread and later died. Whoever eats the bread will live always. He said these things while teaching in the meeting place in Capernaum. God's word for our hearing, for our digesting, and for our believing and sharing through our individual lives. The Greek language is very interesting. I remember as a student in college at High Point College, we lovingly call it now, as Ralph and I say, High Pew, High Point University. We loved that school. We enjoyed that school. Do you remember Vera Ivan being on the faculty? She was 80-some. We were there about the same time. But she was in her 80s, and a group of students, we had a group of students called the Kappa Chi's. These were all pre-ministerial students, 50 to 75 in that group. We had a group that would sing, we'd go to revivals, homecoming, any place where they would welcome us and then feed us. Wonderful experience. But Miss Vera Idle was one of the recognized Greek scholars in the South. She had those kind of credentials, so we got up a petition, got as many signatures as we could, and presented it to the faculty that we wanted Miss Idle to start and to teach the next semester Greek, New Testament Greek. Now the faculty started thinking about it. If we have her to teach this course and we put it in our syllabus, in our renderings of courses that are available, then when Ms. Idle, 80-some, moves on to wherever she moves, what's going to happen to it? We won't have to do it. We'll have to bring in somebody. So they turned us down. We were so disappointed. But as students, we knew that things were going on and things were moving and Greek was Greek. But we didn't get to get it there. The Greek language speaks to us. And this is what all these scholars have done. It's called the Koinonia Greek, or the Greek that kind of we use in daily speech, not the scholastic Greek others have learned and know about. But the Greek can speak to us in interpreting the word, and this is what has come about from the Revised Standard Version, from the Message, and there are numerous other translations. Some are those that are not a real translation, but a paraphrase. In other words, you have certain concepts of who you think the Lord Jesus Christ is. And if that fits into your interpretation as you study that Greek and get that word, then you're going to let that kind of flow through your translation. Do you understand what I'm saying? You bring certain concepts to you. It's only when there is a comparison of seeing how this Greek word is used in other areas in the New Testament, in the world, that you get the full meaning of it. And these have given their life to it. The children's message reminded me of a little boy talking about sand. There was one fellow who memorized the Greek New Testament. To stay awake, he chewed on sand. But this scripture lesson this morning from the 6th chapter of John mentions one of the 7 kind of things that go through the whole Gospel of John. I am saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the Greek alphabet, the beginning and the end. 23 characters in Greek. I don't know Greek, but I have a little book and it translates from the Greek to the English. And I can read the English pretty good. But it translates it like you do. This word means so and so, but it doesn't make it flow. So that's the reason we need a Bible that lets it flow. Growing in who Jesus is as the bread of life, we need to get into the scriptures, into his word, and to in his spirit. This scripture passage talks about drinking blood and eating his body, but it's part of the symbolism that goes along with taking holy communion, the Eucharist, the coming of the table of our Lord to share in who he is and he wants to be in us. How is it that the bread of the world gets into our lives? How does it manifest itself in the world, in the church, and in our individual lives? What are the signs or what are the things that we can point to that say Christ is manifested, he is present, he is a part of, he's in this. We can look at our world and see many different ways. Jeff has a, you know, the internet's such a valuable resource to have, but it also, there needs to be words of caution always put about the internet. We can have many different things that we get a hold of that can be addictive. And the internet can be addictive. Whether it's Facebook or whatever it may be, it can be addictive. But it can also offer hope and celebration and giving thanks. At Tom Holzclaw's funeral this past week, right after he died, his daughter Andrea put on Facebook what she wrote about the experience. She retired this year. She went to be with her mother and has been there constantly with her father dying of his disease. And it was such a... The pastor, Carl Neuschafer, read it at the end of the service. It was such a touching expression of her growth in the faith because her being present with her mother and her father during those last days and hours. There is great good. Jeff has written a blog on the web page for our church and talks about his own spiritual life and the kind of resources he uses in his daily spiritual walk with God. They're there for you to look at. Use them if you want to. Write him comments, whatever. The internet is a good source for letting the Lord Jesus Christ be alive. But it can be detrimental to some lives, as you see people texting, driving. I mean, the state legislature is trying to cut down on that, but many different ways, like having policemen pose as people who are working on the road and walking beside you in your car as you stop the stoplight to see what you... there are many different avenues, but we just all need to be cautious, but it's a great resource that we can use to spread that Jesus Christ is the Lord and that he is the bread of life. How do we show this life? How do we show it in our world in which we have? Who speaks to us of it? Friday morning, I was talking to a layperson from another community of faith, another church, and he was saying that he had mentioned that his pastor had called him and asked him to come to a meeting, and they had the meeting, and he said, I remembered when I was very young, maybe 8 or 9, going down to the Dolly Madison, is that the name of the theater that used to be across from the courthouse? Or anyway, the theater. And he said there was a fellow there that would come and preach on the street. He said, I'm going to be doing that. My pastor has asked me to go and to do that. Now, isn't that reaching out? Isn't that saying that the Lord is alive? He's going to be preaching to people who walk the street. There are all kinds of avenues that are available to us in the life of the church, and many that we're involved in and many we are not. And it all has to do with our development of our own spiritual life. Then working to be a part of the church, to let it to share. And then reaching out into the world. We do a tremendous amount with the financial resources that we have, and it's used to spread around the world. Do you know how many ministries that we're involved in? It's countless. The number that we share with other churches because of our coming together with funding to reach out where there's hurricanes, whatever it might be, a natural disaster. The church goes there in the name of Christ, carrying the Spirit of Christ, carrying the goodness of Christ in their hearts to try to help other people. What are some of the things that we're doing within the life of our congregation that might be a witness to this community? Well, we have a garden out here. Any of y'all noticed the garden? That's to help to feed the people. It's Christian Help Center working there. Did you know that during some of the days when the parades, whether it's uptown or downtown or wherever it is, that there are people that come together from the church to either take them something hot if it's cold, or to bring something that's cool if it's real hot. And they've gone up and down the streets with the parades and gave this as a cup of cold water, so to speak, to people who were there on the parade route. How many different things do you know that we are doing as a church to reach out in the name of Christ to say the bread of Christ is alive in my heart, and because of that, I want to share? What's going on in your life? What are you doing? There have been all different kinds of things to say we want the church to be welcoming, to welcome other people in. John Ed Matheson, in a book that he talked about people coming to his church, he said, well, there was one Baptist lady that came along one Sunday morning. She was going to her church and she missed a turn. And she went down the street and there were people there at this parking lot. Just come on in, come on in. She pulled in. She said, well, I'll go in here and turn around and go back out into my church. There was somebody there. She got in the parking lot and said, over here. And they pointed the direction to a parking place. Then she got to the parking place and they gave her a place to park. She said, well, I'll just sit here a minute, but wasn't long before someone came up to her and said, we are so glad and we welcome you. We're so glad to have you here. And then she got out of the car and someone else met her before she got in the building. Guess where she joined? You know, it's something about welcoming people with our attitude or with our physical presence to say, this is the Lord's house. It's not mine or anybody here. It's the Lord's house. It's the Lord's altar. Come in, fellowship, pray, sing, listen, respond. Be a part of our fellowship. What are some of the things you know of that are going on, that people are doing? Well, I shouldn't talk about Leon, but I guess I better. Leon Long does all kinds of things in the life of this community and has been doing it for years, whether he writes, welcome, we were glad to have you, but he won't sign his name, or giving out a piece of candy, or welcoming, or introducing, saying, this is so-and-so, meet so-and-so who's in our congregation. In the kind of welcoming that people feel when people welcome you, that we're in the pew behind you or pew in front of you, but just to say, Jesus loves me. In my heart, you can say, God loves me, and Jesus loves me. He's died on the cross for me, and I just want to welcome you to this church. This is where Jesus is present for me, and we'd like to have you to be a part of it. The bread of life. Now, Jesus is speaking about many things, but he's talking to us personally about our own spiritual life and who we are. He wants us to be his person in this particular spot in his world and to let his life be lived through us. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And God has sent a Savior, and his name is Jesus. He wants to welcome each one of us. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the one that welcomes us. Lord of Lords, True Vine, Jesus the Christ. How will we welcome him? He's the good shepherd, as the pictures in the picture wonder says. How is he for your life? Jesus kind of gets personal
And he wants to talk to each of you by name. That's the reason we lift up prayers of thanksgiving for what he has done for us and what he seeks to do for you. You can communicate with Jesus. You can communicate with his Father without anyone else. But it sure helps when you have a community of faith that we can ask questions, that we can seek together, that we can receive confirmation as we have asked forgiveness of the wrongdoings of our life. Thanks be to God this day that Jesus, the Lord of life, loves each one of us and wants to carry us from now to eternity. Because Jesus, the bread of life, is something that carries us to those last days of our physical life on earth, but seeks to carry us on to heaven. Thanks be to God that Jesus is Lord of all, and he wants to be Lord of all of our lives. Bless us, Holy God. Guide us with grace, instruct us with wisdom, and use us as your people. We lift up our prayer in Christ's name. Amen.